This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Stephen King's It was a staple of the 80s. You'd see the book around everywhere, mostly because it's 1,000 pages, and so it was hard to miss, even from a block away. For those of us who lugged it around, trying to work our way through it, it built strength in our forearms. And also, so the movie version is an exceptional ode to the 80s. It's directed by the filmmaker made the movie Mama, which was that scary movie about the two little girls that disappeared in the woods and were kind of raised as feral creatures. And so some of the same tricks were employed here for the creature. So the story of it is essentially that a town has children being terrorized. Spoiler alert, the children are being terrorized by some evil force that has killed children for 150 years in this town, and everybody's just kind of ignored that it's been happening. And it's essentially fear itself, so it's the only thing we have to fear. And the way to defeat it is just to ignore it. But it plays upon the most strongest fears of children, so and then by doing so, it kind of scares them into dying in different, disappearing in different ways. Essentially, it's a movie about adolescence, bunch of little boys and one girl, all around 12, so around, they're on the age of between childhood and adulthood. And so the horror here and the fear is really the fear of puberty and the fear of growing up and becoming an adult, what that represents. In this town, it represents sort of forgetting that everything that you're doing is not meaningful, so letting go of your sort of childhood dreams of understanding your place in the world and why you're here, and accepting that nobody really knows what's going on and everyone just kind of agrees in quiet desperation to let time pass slowly while no longer examining it fully. And that would be the horror of adulthood. There is a scene where the children have a chance to sort of let one of their friends go and have a long life of, you know, having regret and guilt and having to live with that. And which is to say that everyone in the town has been doing that. It's sort of Stand By Me. It's a movie about childhood bonding, bullies, the reasons, sort of, especially little boys, are cruel to each other in the ways in which they are. The horror film genre backdrop really serves as just a highlight to show the intensity of the fear of age and aging. There are no good people in this film that are adults. All of the adults are either, there's a Munchauser by proxy mom who keeps her child overprotected to the point where he's taking medicine he doesn't need. There's a lecherous pharmacist. There's a sort of abusive father, a sexually abusive father, that are the intimations of sexual violence against the main female character. So really all of the adults in this are not good. And so who can you trust? And the message, again, and Stephen King's message is all, is that adults are, there's nothing good about adults. And so as you grow into adulthood, the, I guess, redemptive quality is if you can stick together and show bravery and the courage of aging, then perhaps you can escape the death of your childhood, which is to say holding on to what's fun about life and what makes life fun to live. And if you lose that, then you've died into a suspended animation, as all of the people in it have done.